The Diary of a Praying CEO, read by Bode Olutumbi, Managing Partner, PeopleSource Consulting. My dear Father, from the day we started this organization, we have been thankful to you for remaining faithful and gracious. We have that blessed assurance that your mercy will continue to endure forever. Right from the start, we have always wanted to be a vehicle of transformation in the lives of the people around us. Your favor has granted us that opportunity in a variety of ways, and through the years, we cannot thank you enough for what has happened. When we look at the impact our work has had on the lives of the individuals that we have encountered, either through our consulting work, our learning programs, our recruitment services, or through our partnership relationships with clients and client contacts across the world, we know that we really do serve an almighty God who has provided all the insights, all the resources, all the tools that we need to complete all the different engagements and assignments that he has given to us. So Lord, we are grateful and we give you thanks for this. The greatest challenge we now face right now is the transition of our varied services from physical landscapes to an online context. This is a daunting task when we consider what this total overhaul will mean for our people, for our processes and systems. But your word has instructed us not to worry, Lord. You have asked us to cast our burdens on you. So we do not fret. We know you are more than able. You have taken us through several transformations in our personal lives, Lord. And because you have been undaunting, Father Lord, you have strengthened us through each one of those challenges, O God. Father Lord, despite how daunting now this new challenge might seem, the same God who has never left us in the past, we know that you will not leave us now. As your word says, O God, you who began a good work in us, we know that you are faithful to complete it. Father, we thank you. And we will remain resolute despite the challenges that we face, trusting in you and relying on you all the way. We remind ourselves, Lord, that you gave Moses the leadership skills to migrate over 1 million people from bondage to freedom. And on the journey, you provided everything that was needed as you transformed their lives through the process. So, Father, as we go on our own new journey, be a light unto every path that we may take, Lord. And be a lamp, Father Lord, giving us knowledge, giving us wisdom, and giving us understanding to take us through every major milestone. We have been thinking of expanding our client base, but not sure whether to start from Europe or Africa as our launching pad. Our current business model is mostly suited for Africa, but our desire is to expand into more territories. And you have started giving us opportunities to do so. So Lord, we ask that you will help us to make the right decisions at every step of the way going forward. With regards to this key strategy, we pray that whatever direction you lead us to take, your name will be glorified. Father, until the next board meeting, keep us all well and safe till we see you again. Yours sincerely, your CEO.